Hey-o, we're wearing gray. Today's gray day.
But like per usual, you are fancier than me.
Well, not always. There are days where I literally just, I have my days,
work
man,
where I'm
like, don't go that far. You just made it really uncomfortable for everyone listening.
I don't know. No, there's probably somebody out there.
My wife's watching. Some days, man, I just want to wear a t-shirt and a hat. And that's been literally most of this week. Today, I was like, I'm going to mix it up. I'm actually going to do my hair today.
So, today we are talking about, hold on, I'm posting to all of my followers that were live today.
Same thing.
So today we're
look at
gray
that.
Shirts think alike. Gray shirts think alike. So, we're talking today about exclusivity, exclusive access. And that
how
is
do you
one
get
of the
that?
That's I'm glad you asked, Zach.
Gray shirt.
Great shirt for the win. So we're talking about exclusivity, and we're talking about exclusive access as it pertains specifically to the WinJet community. And so I know some people who are listening are part of the community already. Some of the people who are listening and watching are not part of the community. But for everyone who's watching the show, you get exclusive access today into our lives. I know that's what you guys have been waiting for. Since we started this several months ago, they're like, oh my gosh, I wonder what their space looks like. Every week you're just wondering. I know that's what's on the top of your mind. But
let's be real though, you might get bored.
But the whole point is with WinJet access, whether you are a full community member as like a podcast partner, or if you are a podcast listener, and you just enjoy podcasts and you join the community that way, you get exclusive access. We're talking behind the scenes into all the shows as part of the WinJet community. So you get exclusive access into the conversations that are happening throughout the community, people talking about the shows, people commenting on the episodes. And then you also get exclusive video content that is not available anywhere else. So when the mic goes off, for when Chris is working on his Win-Win Effect show, he'll do like a, after show conversation. You can get access to that. You can get access now to some Just Lee episodes where they're mm-hmm. It's just exclusive content that's, like I said, it's not anywhere else. So if you want to go on an adventure as Just Lee goes and tries a new steakhouse, with her friends, you can do that. And there's like a whole episode with that. And they're just like having conversations. It's a really cool insight. So, as we were talking about that and, wanting to make sure that the community understood what that was and what that looks like, we were like, well, why don't we just kind of go behind the scenes with us? And not necessarily, we'll turn the camera around and kind of show you our spaces, but, also it's kind of, we're just going to go into a little bit more insight into what our day-to-day is like, how we structure our day, when we find time to record because we're working on our own podcast. So things like that. Did I leave anything out, Zach?
No. And I think what we want to kind of highlight is that I said no, but then I started saying extra stuff. So yes, I guess you did leave stuff out, but I guess there's more of, I wanted to add some stuff to it.
You're also being polite, I think.
Yeah, there you go. No, but the way we run our business is probably not normal than most people run their business. And a lot of ways, it's not a dig or anything like that. It's more or less we like to shape our schedule around priority. And some of those mm-hmm. priorities is taking care of ourselves health-wise. So making sure we get some exercise in every day. And then making sure we're spending lots of time with our family, because those are important. We both have young families. And so that's an important aspect to our business. Our employees, same boat. We stress that as well. Like we don't, when you're off, you're off. We're not expecting anything else from you. You know, go spend time with your family, structure your day so that you can spend time with your family. Cause that's very important to us. And I say that, you know, there's several businesses that, that do highlight that and do that, for sure. But yeah, going into a little bit thing of some of the things that are top priorities for us, which we'll go into our how we structure our days here in just a minute to kind of show you what some of those priorities look like. And it may be something where you guys see that and say, wow, I'd like to do that as well. And if there's things that we should add to our schedule or maybe edit, or if you guys have ideas for how you guys run your day, we would love to hear that. And you can actually text 843-396-2104, join the community, be able to share that with us. You can also comment as we're going through this today. And tell us what your schedule looks like. What is your structure of your day looks like? Just keep popping them in there as we're going through it. When we start talking about different things, yeah, just pop them in. So yeah, that's all I got right there, Jason.
Yeah. So again, as part of the Winject community, when you do sign up at winject.com, winject.com/join specifically, when you sign up, you do get exclusive access to any of the behind the scenes content, whether it's the conversations that are happening online or the video content that you can't get anywhere else. So,
right.
You know, I think right now we can just go ahead and dig in and show our spaces. I'll go first.
Show your spaces or your faces. We're already showing faces.
Show my faces.
Is it? Okay, cool. I like that. You get pictures of yourself on the walls.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. If you guys want to check this out, this is me. If you can, I love that haircut right there. My son did that.
I mean, pretty accurate. Spot on.
Yeah.
Although the one he drew more looks like a helmet, but
yeah.
Okay. I think it works. So,
this is my board. Obviously when my kid gets to make pictures or make me little crafts and stuff like that, I just like to have it close by. So this is my space here. I have a curved dual monitor setup, my microphone. I'm not going to touch that. I want to bump it, down here because I do have a, t-shirt business. I have two bins and they're completely full of t-shirts and other, apparel swag. It's my iPad and my fancy little two-finger glove. This is the weirdest looking thing, right?
Yeah, so you had it on the other day when we got on a call and you were like just kind of like sitting like this. And I'm like, what? Are you going bowling? It looked like you were going like, you know, like how those bowlers will wear those gloves, you know? Like,
Yeah. It's almost like the opposite of that. But yeah, it's a two-finger glove to keep your hand from making stray marks on the screen. Yeah. So, I draw at this desk. Sometimes I draw standing, which I'm standing right now, obviously. And sometimes I draw, sitting down, laying down, whatever. Okay. So the other side, I have my wall of pops, which you can usually see when we have our shows. These are our books. This is a book I just got the other day. And this is the book that Zach and I are reading right now.
Yeah. Well, the whole team.
Yeah. It's my fancy computer here. Ooh. And then over here, I've got my, rolly cart. So I used to stand like consistently, all day, every day. And now I sit a little bit more often. And, when I'm standing and when I can usually convert to that for like a couple weeks at a time, these roll down perfectly underneath my desk and it's just got all my stuff in it. There I have this is my old computer. It's not the best, but it looks really cool. Like as a video that I have running all day long. And I do work out of my guest room. And so there's our guest bed right there.
You said you weren't going to share that. I'm glad you did.
Well, it's right there. And, I figured I should, it does make me want to take naps, because when I'm sitting, I can stretch my feet out and just touch the end of it. So, that's just to remember that it's there.
It's just like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go take a nap really quick. Hey, I've been guilty of taking naps in my office. I mean, it's true.
You just sleep on the floor. You just straight up like barbarian.
I go sleeping. But here's the thing I've realized about myself is I don't mind sleeping in the floor sometimes. I feel like it's great on my back. And that's something we'll talk about in a minute when we get into our structure of our day, because that there is something that, oh, look at you. Ow, ow, stop, stop, ow. okay, I guess it's my turn, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't, you don't know, if you guys don't remember, I had a different bookshelf set up going on earlier this
previously.
Year. We just did all this whole new thing. I have to thank my wife for most of this, because she's the one that made it look all nice and fancy.
Yeah, that's really good. They almost kind of look like built-ins.
They do. And what's funny is Jason knows the whole story. Actually, our whole team knows this whole story. But we, during COVID, we went to IKEA. We live in Atlanta, so there's one in downtown Atlanta. I had different shelves picked out that I wanted to buy that were going to go good with this cabinet. So I bought this at IKEA, and it took us forever to get bookshelves. And I was really bummed that I didn't get these, but we got these at Target, actually. So it's a funny story. They actually match perfectly with this cabinet, so it works well. I've got all my records down here at the bottom. You probably can't see that. And just odds and ends of wires and cables. I've got my deer head up here. And if, check this out. So I have my standing desk. So when I stand up, if I stand in the right spot, I have antlers.
Yeah, you have antlers. I am.
No, you have the drawing, but maybe that's what Henry saw when he drew your picture. Yeah, see? Okay, so that is that shelf I have. Let's go. Let's take this down. Let's move this around. Oh, hey. I've got my iPad up here. It runs a lot of different things. Oh, there. Hey, everybody. Wave to yourself.
Hey, there's us.
My camera or my computer and all that sort of stuff here. On the other side.
I like that mount. I like that mount on your monitor.
This guy?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it sticks up on the back here. It's perfect. Here's my whiteboard that I do all of my planning on. I put my top three. Actually, there's five on there. No, six on there. I'm doubling up because behind on some stuff, so it should be, say, top six, I guess. Then over here.
Yeah, throughout the day, throughout the day when we're talking, he's always like, he's always looking at me. Like,
I'm looking at my stuff I got to get done. So stop talking to me. I got my guitars up here on the wall. And then this is where I like to sit in the mornings. I like to sit here in the mornings and read. And some books that I'm reading currently over here. So that is my lovely desk and office space. It's been a work in progress. It's been something that I've been wanting to get straightened out for a while. And I would say the last couple of weeks, no, probably about a month ago, we got it all straightened out and locked in. So, yep, that's it, man. So let's talk a little bit about, you got your chair.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down.
We do have a point to all this. There is a point to us just kind of randomly taking you guys around our space. Like Jason said, there is some exclusive access to things by joining the Winject community. So this is kind of like our version of giving you like a behind the scenes of our space and talking about our day. But you can expect a whole lot more with a lot of your favorite shows that you listen to on a regular basis. Right. If you are a content creator, that's something also that you can offer as well. So if you're a podcaster, you have the opportunity to do that as well. So if you want to join that community, go to winject.com/join. There's two options there for creators and for just listeners. People who just take
who could potentially one day be a creator themselves.
They could be a creator. Or if you want to text 843-396-2104, that's another way that you can get plugged in to this amazing community that is being formed and developed. We are honored to be a part of it. So let's go into maybe our bit of our day-to-day. So Jason and I are opposites. I'm a morning person. Jason is not a morning person. What's the saying, like, don't talk to me before coffee, blah, blah, blah. But Jason doesn't drink coffee.
I'm turning my light off. I feel so much better now.
Jason is like a hacker. Like, picture Jason working late at night, hunched over his computer with a hoodie on. That's Jason. Me, on the other hand, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock. See ya. I'm gone. I'm out.
Also in the morning, although I mean, I do get up early because of the kids, but I don't like to get up in the mornings. So in the mornings, I'm like, I'm like a bridge troll. And Zach's like,
yeah, that's exactly right. I'm like, you know, when Bilbo, in The Hobbit, when he wakes up in the morning, realizes all the dwarves are gone and he realizes he's made a mistake and he's running. That's me in the morning. He's like, I'm going on an adventure. That's me. Because every day I'm like, I'm going on an adventure.
You attack the day. I like roll into the day begrudgingly.
Now, since having kids, it's been harder. I went and subscribed to the whole Jocko model of getting up at 4:30. I did that for a little while. Would get up 4:30, stretch, get my workout in, and then read a little bit. So some of that is still in place. So I don't get up at 4:30 anymore. I usually get up around between 5:30 and 6. I'm trying to shift back to maybe just 5 o'clock. Because I want a little bit more time. I get up at 5 just mostly because 5:30, mostly because everybody's asleep in the house for the most part. Our son occasionally will wake up, but we get him back to sleep. You're not starting your day at 5, brother. So I get up and I stretch in the morning and I stretch in the evening. Stretch my legs, stretch my back. My back just hurts. We actually just got a new mattress. It's coming today. So hopefully that fixes the whole back problem.
Shout out to Nectar.
Not a sponsor, but could be if they want to be. Reach out to us, Nectar. Then I read. I will listen to a book. Then I will read part of a book. And then I read my Bible and do some studying with my Bible and that sort of stuff. And then it's usually when I will kind of maybe respond to some emails that came in the night before or after work. And I'll respond to a couple things. And then I will sit down and I'll write my top three. I have my to-do list. I gather if it's in my notebook or if it's some to-do list that I have sitting up on there. Or anything that comes to my mind, I move that over to my top three. I keep it in that to-do list. I just grab it and move it over. And then I will write out extras. So if I can knock out those top three, like end of the day, I have to have these things done. Mm-hmm. I'll write those down. If I have extra time, these are just bonus. Then I write out my follow-ups for the day. If there's clients I need to follow up with, if there's anything that I need to follow up on, I will write that down so that I can go down the list. If I'm hitting a wall with my top three, I'll pivot. I'll just shoot a couple of emails to follow up with clients or follow up with something that needs to get done with, whether it's a part of a member of our team, like, oh, you know what? I need to make sure that they remember to do X, Y, and Z. And then I look at my calendar. What's the day ahead? What are my meetings looking like? Trying to figure out when I'm going to squeeze a workout in. Sometimes I'll do it in the morning, and sometimes I'll do it in the afternoon towards the end of the day. But I try to do a workout. And then I'll catch up with the team and make sure that everybody has what they need. We don't really do like some companies do like morning stand-ups. We don't really do that. We just kind of check on things through Slack. But that's kind of how I've structured my day to kind of keep things rolling and how like I said, a lot of that centered around my priorities: reading, stretching, getting up early, spending time with family. I have lunch every day with the family, and then I do. I usually get my son to rest, and so it's a special time to be able to still have that opportunity to be at home and run my business and still have lots of time with family. And I am talking a lot. So Jason, why don't you talk about your structure for your day and how that, that plays out.
So obviously we work at home. We work from home. We've run our business for 8 years or so as a side hustle, 8-9 years as a side hustle. We were doing a lot of work. We were cranking out a lot of content and a lot of projects for clients. And it was during COVID that we ended up quitting our jobs and going full time. But because we were home during COVID, it almost worked as a litmus test to see if we actually could do it. We were at home. You know, working from home is something we had talked about. I never really thought that I could do it. I always thought that I would be way too distracted.
I remember, I was just adamant.
I'm like, no, I got to have a space. I got to have like a co-working space or an office or something. But, you know, we've made it work. Now, you know, one day we might end up, you know, having an office or something like that, you know, after the craziness of these last couple of years has passed. But maybe not. You know, we could be a totally remote company. I mean, we're totally remote now. So that might be something that we could continue, but that's be something I'm interested in. So, you know, drop a comment if you are working from home or if you work in a co-working space. I'd really be interested to know how many people are when they have to work from home, because working from home can be very fluid. Working from home could also, a lot of people lump in co-working into that space. One of our team members just asked if they have to move to Georgia.
Yes.
If Bree, if we set up a business, set up an office space, you have to move down here. Or you can just commute from Pennsylvania every day, whatever your preference is.
Oh my gosh. Painful.
So I'd be interested to know, like, people say they work from home, but some people, for that includes, you know, having a co-working space where they'll work there a couple of days a week, or they're going for a couple of hours just to get out of the house, just to have a space that they can consider their own that's away from the home. I feel like for some people that's super, super important. So, but one of the things that, you know, back to your point, that we love about the freedom of being an entrepreneur and running our own business is the fact that we can work from home. Mm-hmm. We can also work from the road. We've taken family vacations together, and you know, we had to work a little bit, we had our laptops with us, and then when we were done, we went back to, you know, having a good time. So for us, I went on that spiel just to talk about working from home and co-working, just because I think it's very relevant. And also Zach and I are also very interested in co-working spaces. So let us know if you are do you actually work from home, or do you work in a co-working space? Have you ever used a co-working space? I'm interested to know that. So as Zach said before, I am different than Zach. It's also one of the reasons why our business relationship and our personal friendship works pretty well, is because we are different. We're not like the same person. So I don't like the morning. I mean, last night my back was, I have like hip issues and back issues, and I couldn't sleep. And so I just got up and worked, and I was up to like 2, because like I can, that's my time, you know, early time. You know, I think we like those things for the same reason. We like it because it's quiet. We like it because everyone's asleep.
Yeah.
We like it because there's fewer distractions and we can just kind of just go. For the same reason, that's why I like it. That's why I like nighttime, because I can just hit a groove and just work. You know, the house is nice and quiet.
See, that's where it gets hard for me, man. Because like, I always joke when I hit that. You know, you always hear people talking about the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock slump. That's so real for me. But it used to be worse when I worked in an office, because there was more like. you couldn't really get up and go and do something different. I mean, you could, but
yeah,
now it's like, okay, I'm gonna go take a walk, or I'm gonna go, all right, now I'm gonna go get my workout in for 30 minutes and then I come back and I'm revived.
Mine is usually, I'll be like, or to what, my daughter goes to school half a week. My son's in kindergarten now. My wife is at home with my daughter. For me, I'll go like, oh, I wonder what they're doing. So they'll be outside, or they'll be downstairs working on something. And I'll just go and hang out with them for 5 minutes and then come back to work. So that's my kind of walk around the office. But yeah, so I work an 8-to-4 shift. For me, it's really important to stay regimented in my work schedule. When we first started this, I was working 9-to-5. I've shifted at 4 just because I'm up with the kids anyway. So I'm working 8-to-4, and I'm taking my lunch break with the wife and kids. And for me, being really regimented in my schedule and how I frame out my day is super, super important. It keeps me focused on, okay, I need to start working now. Ooh, I need to go to lunch now. Ooh, I need to be back from lunch now. Ooh, I need to be done now. I need to have a line where I'm just stopping, because if I didn't, and if it's just like, oh, I'll go work for like 3 or 4 hours, like I would either space out and do something else, or I would just keep working constantly and just forget about what time it is. So I have to stay very, like, very routine. And go ahead.
Before you go any further, it's been really quiet today. We usually have lots of comments. Like, this is a fun one. So I know there's people watching. I can see you. Post your schedule. What are you?
People all at once are like covering your camera.
No. Look, everybody's gone. Everybody's gone. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Paul, I see you. I see you eating that slice of pizza.
Yeah. So yeah, comment your schedule. Are you a morning person? Are you a night person? Are you an evening person? When do you work the best? We want to hear from you as we talk through some of this. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to like toss it out there. We want to hear from you guys. Say something today.
Yeah, for sure. For me, I frame my day. I run everything, and I think I've made this joke before. I run everything from my little notepad. I'm really making an effort to try and be more, use our actual application. We use ClickUp for our business staff. I'm making an effort. In fact, we got this. Oh, can we talk about the school software that we just got?
Yes, please. Cause I was a little hesitant on it, but now I'm obsessed with it.
I was like, Zach, let's spend $100 on the software each. And he was like, I don't know about that. But yeah, so there's this thing. I feel like I did a trial of it forever ago, but,
I did too. And I didn't like it back then.
But I don't think we also weren't working. We weren't doing this full time, and we're not sitting in front of the computer all day like we are now, but, it's called Shift. I think it's like tryshift.com. In fact, we should find a link. I think I can get like a 10% off for somebody anyway, but, it's so cool. So when you sign up for the trial, you can sync up your email and I think one application, but when you sign up for a full account, you can sync up everything. So I have like personal email and business email. And then I've got ClickUp for task management, Slack for chatting. I've got Zapier, which I use a lot. I've got my text messaging. I've got my Facebook Messenger. I've got Spotify, Facebook, Audible, all kinds of stuff. So I've got like all the things that I use typically throughout the day that take up tabs all everywhere. Over Chrome and Firefox and then Windows all over the place. And it condenses them into one application. And
what was that all sound? Your
notifications. That's a, it's like a, yeah. Okay, office nerd right there. It puts it all into one application. It puts all of your notification messages on one place. You can see it all visibly down the side. Like, oh, hey, I've got messages from these sections. I've got an email here. And we've been using it for a couple of days now, and I'm already like, man, I can't believe I didn't have this already. And
explain though that it kind of works like a web browser. So
yeah,
everything like, pulls up in like tabs.
Yeah, it takes like the web-based version of what our application. It puts it in this kind of master browser almost. So like if you're opening a link from say Gmail, it'll open it as a tab inside of there. The only time it really pops anything out that I found is if you're having a video call from Slack, it'll do a pop out. If you use Audible, it pops out Audible's player, but it's still all part of the Shift application. It's really cool for workspaces. So we have a couple clients that we're specifically in their project managers and in their Slack channels. And Zach
We're integrated in their ecosystem.
Yeah, Zach went through and created workspaces for them. And so it's like, oh, I need to work on this project. Let me just go into their workspace. Otherwise, you're in your own workspace and you can color code everything. It's super easy to access everything all in one place. It's Zach and I, like I said, we've only been using it for a couple of days and we're like, why weren't we using this before?
I think one of the coolest features, and this is going to sound super nerdy, but one of the coolest features for me is you can sync up your calendar, whatever calendar you use. Calendly, we use a Google calendar is what we use for everything. If you have a meeting scheduled, you can set it up that it will mute all notifications.
Whoa, for real?
Inside Shift. Yeah, it mutes all of the notifications that you're going to get through Slack or your email. All of that stuff goes quiet during that meeting. Whatever that time block is that you have scheduled. So if it's an hour-long meeting, it will block off for that whole hour. Now, you'll still see the notifications come in if you want to. Like, if you have Shift, like we have two screens. If I move Shift over onto this screen over here, I can still see things that would come in. But for the most part, it's not going to be like if I need to screen share with a client, it's not going to be popping up personal things like a Slack team member sent me something on Slack that has nothing to do with work with that client or whatever. Or if Jason's saying something mean about the client, it'll pop up. So that's one of my favorite features because I tend to get really distracted during meetings if there's a bunch of things happening. If I know if I can mute things and turn things off, I'm golden.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to try that. I see that. Is that the bell icon down there?
Yeah, it's a little bell icon down there and you can turn it on and off. So let's say right now mine's muted. So that you can see where it says mute notifications during meetings. So it'll mute all your and you can turn what you want on and off. So any apps that you want to turn on and off, you can mute those. Calendar, your email, any, like Jason said, any of the apps that you have linked up. Like I have Evernote in there because I use Evernote for a lot of things. MailChimp, we run a lot of email campaigns. So we have a lot of clients that we run those through. So they're all integrated in there. This thing is, I didn't like it before. I don't know if it's just because I didn't have enough things that I'd want to sync up to it. But now that I do, I'm like, this is amazing. Cause like I can just have one thing open and then what I'm working on, I can have in a separate tab on my desktop on this screen. And then I can refer things easily back over here and just bounce back and forth. There's shortcuts too. So it's really, really handy as well.
Yeah. You know, I found myself doing that. Like I'm keeping all of my email and communication and project management stuff sitting inside of Shift. And then I'm actually working in the browser, you know, I'm like building a website and, you know, working on integrations and plugins and automations and things like that. So yeah, I love it. And I think it's a huge thing for people. We have a team account, so it lets us like sign on people, and Zach and I are testing it. And if we like it, we'll deploy it to the rest of the team. But
so, you said that we could give out a special coupon and get, I think it's what, $10 off, something like that. If you would like that, hit Jason and I up, DM us, find us on Instagram, wherever you want, and we can get that over to you. But like Jason said, this is like to kind of go full circle. Oh, wait, there's something else you were going to cover, right?
No, I was just going to talk about what we, I didn't really talk about our day to day. I mean, like I said, I work a little differently. I work based on my little notepad and, but my projects are different. So like Zach, you're more project based and I'm like more long-term, like trying to make something work or fix something. Like you usually have several projects during the day. I usually have like one ongoing thing that just wakes me up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night after like 2 weeks. So, but I mean, I do some project stuff, but I think that's kind of how we differ is I tend to have like these sometimes agonizingly long projects and, you're doing more like get to do this. So, and also I don't know if anybody else does this, but, because Zach and I work so much on similar projects or different pieces of the same project. I mean, we do run the company, but, we'll get on a Slack call usually early in the morning. We like, I feel like there's sometimes we've been on Slack for like all day.
Yeah. And we're not even talking. We're just like working and then, we'll leave
that. That would be very uninteresting. like, oh, hey, let's get some exclusive behind the scenes access. And it's just Zach and I for like 45 minutes. Just.
Yep. we don't have the office atmosphere like you normally would. So, and being an introvert or an extrovert myself, I used to thrive off of interacting with people in the office. I don't have that as much now. I mean, I go and see my family, which is an absolute blessing to be able to do, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to talk to your coworkers. With your son.
So, what are you doing about that memo? Truck?
By the water cooler? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we went on this silly journey today, not just to talk about, what we do day to day, which I think is interesting. It's kind of interesting to see how different people in positions of leadership kind of frame their day, what their life looks like a little bit behind the scenes once you pull that veil back. But also, I mean, we do like the WinJet community. That's why we're part of it. That's why we're a partner here. And we wanted to talk about the benefits of coming on board as, as a listener or as a creator, because you get access to more content to consume. And, we're working on lots of course content. I think we've got some stuff coming down the line for some Instagram courses. Zach and I are specifically working on some like marketing tips and courses that we're going to be dropping for the community. So lots of exclusive content just beyond shows. It's going to be like content and learning content. So there's a lot coming down the line as WinJet continues to grow. So just excited about that. That's why we had that. But are we gonna? I saw your message.
Being exclusive.
Yeah.
We want to announce that we are. We have launched our podcast. Oh gosh, that hurt! Don't do that.
sorry. I just realized. Don't drum on the pot holder.
We are in the process of recording our podcast, Hustle Machine. To give you guys just a brief idea of what it is, we want to redefine the word hustle. You can still be a hustle machine, but still also have a life. We believe that there is a whole culture around. So we're going to be very disappointed, or we're going to have a lot of disappointed listeners who see that and they're like, oh, I would like to hustle, blah, blah, blah. And then they start listening.
Wait, what do they sound like? I want to think.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, they always say blah, blah, blah. I'm angry. Well, they're hustling, so they got to go fast.
Yeah, well, sure.
Let's be real. The people who are in that whole camp of got to hustle or somebody's going to pass you by, they're all yelling and angry. And I feel like they've been drinking Red Bull all day. But seriously, so, it's kind of a satirical name. So, like, you can still be a hustle machine, you can still be hustling, mm-hmm. but still have time for your family, still have time for taking care of yourself, still have time for personal development. Yeah. And the bottom line is at the end of the day, if you're working on something and it's not, it doesn't bring you joy or it doesn't get you anywhere, then what's the point? You know what I mean? Like what's the point? If you're working hard and you're sacrificing your weekends, your vacation time, your family time, and all of that sort of stuff, then what's the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's
meant to be a very like, it's meant to be a very tongue in cheek, thing about hustling. I mean, Zach and I hustled as a side hustle for years, right? We always joke, and we said this before, we had our 9 to 5 and then we had our 5 to 9. And that was us building Market House. That was us growing the brand. And, you know, it was a lot of work, and we always used to say like, I'm hustling, you know, but you know, for some people that hustling is completely different. Right. So, you know, for a lot of people, we work with, or that not really that we've worked with, but that we are in similar circles as us, hustling for them is like hanging their hat on the fact that I just crushed work for 20 hours and, you know, working 7 days a week, I'm working harder, longer than everybody else. You know, that's great.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And you know, if that's what it takes for you to be like, got it, you know, cool. But for us, hustling is working hard in the time that we've allotted and given ourselves a full work day, you know.
Let's be real though. There are times where we're working in the evenings but it's not
what we need to. So like I was up late last night working, you know, I worked for like 20 minutes last night when we had an issue with one of our websites I was trying to fix, but you know, it happens, but like, it's not something that you just need to constantly hang your hat on because you are just working like crazy. So it's like we found a new way to hustle to find balance in our lives. So, Carolyn, do we have the video that we can play? We put together an intro video, so we'd love to play that for Hustle Machine. So we'll do that, and then we can talk our way out. Okay, cool. I heard it. Doo-doo-doo. Okay. Okay, hold on a sec. She's trying it. At least we can hear it.
We have to try that again.
At least we could hear it, though. That was the.
You could hear it, and that's some of the intro music that we have going on.
She's going to try it again. Third time.
All right, let's do it one more time. Here we go. Okay, give her a minute. So that's the whole. We're in the process of recording things. Sorry for the awkward pauses here, guys. But thanks for bearing with us. We are in the process of recording those things, so we're super super pumped about that. We're going to be talking. We're going to be doing book reviews. We're going to be talking about what you can be. Tips and stuff that we've learned that will help your business, help your business grow, help your business with marketing, websites, health, fitness. We got some
interviews lined up.
Yeah, we have one that we're going to try to do next week with a guy and his family who have now traveled. They sold their house. They have their business on the road, and they go hard, man. But they have so much time with their family.
That's what's key, right? That's what's key. We want to have these conversations, you know, just beyond us, but that's what the key is. The whole key is it's finding a new way to hustle. It's like traditional American work 2.0, because I think people in our side of the world focus way too hard on overworking. It's like, you know,
it's like there's a good,
yeah. So like, there's a good sense of accomplishment that you feel after you've worked a long day. Like, I had a good work day. I got a lot done. I knocked it all out. But should you run yourself ragged and exhausted every day of the week working, when if you find a little bit of balance in there, you can leave room for the things that matter more. So you don't have to leave relationships at the side of the road. You don't have to try and hustle, and then leave everything else behind, you know?
Miss the kids' events that they have going on. Right. I think we put a lot of pressure on Carolyn on that.
We can always try and cue it up for the next episode, but we kind of threw that in towards the end. But, you know, just want to reiterate, her computer's not responding. So just want to reiterate, if you are interested in getting the exclusive content, the courses, the behind the scenes video, the conversations that are happening on the community, head over to winject.com and check it out. See what we have to offer. Sign up and you won't be disappointed. So
it's true.
And we'll try and cue that video up probably the next episode or something.
Yeah. And just keep your ear to the ground. We're going to be playing that pretty soon. So, or launching that pretty soon. So I would imagine in the next several weeks, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah. So without further ado, let's bounce out. Thank you guys so much.
Let's do it.
We had a great episode. Hope you enjoyed that behind the scenes tour and peek into our lives.
Happy Gray Shirt Day.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.